This is the Science Behind the Art, where we discuss the insights of the cosmetic industry through a different lens, uniting scientists and artists. We are the New York Society of Cosmetic Chemists. I'm Maria.
I'm Regina.
And I'm Leah. Join us as we embrace beauty and dive behind the scenes of the cosmetic industry.
Hello, everybody. If you've made it here, you are going to listen to the Science Behind the Art podcast. This will be an interview-based podcast where we will chat with industry experts, and they will tell us their tips and tricks to how they got to where they are today, what they do in their careers, and anything that they would have liked to know when they started in their careers. So welcome to our podcast, and we're really, really happy that you're here. On today's podcast, we're going to kick it off with Susanna Fernandez. Susie is the 2021 chair of the New York Society of Cosmetic Chemists, and she's been working in the industry for about 9 years, currently as lead e-sales executive at Tri-K Industry. Susanna's first role at the NYSCC was on the social media committee, and from there she moved on to the committee that plans the holiday and Suppliers Day award nights. As she grew into new roles within the organization, she carried her experience and thrived in each position. Last year, she completed her term as program chair and was the one coordinating all the NYSCC events for 2019 and 2020, which had the largest turnouts to date. We will get chatting with Susanna, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Maria. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the podcast and being the first guest.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got into the industry, how you got into this career, and how it's been, how long it's been.
It's actually really funny. I really didn't really think I was going to be in the cosmetic industry. I went to college studying biochemistry and allied health. I wanted to be a lobbyist, actually, for women's healthcare rights. And what ended up happening was I needed an internship my junior year, and all the internships were all filled up and except this internship at Revlon. And so my junior year of summer, I interned at Revlon, worked with wonderful women in the hair care lab and loved it. I loved it so much. I got to do hair dyes. I got to play with yak hair. I know, very fun. And I enjoyed it so much that after I graduated, I ended up working for a bunch of other small companies and big companies, temping, because I graduated during the recession and it was really hard to find a job. So I ended up working many little small formulations job and getting like into natural formulation. And I really ended up starting there. And I got a full-time job at Formulate Labs, which is all the way in Hazlitt, New Jersey. And I got to start formulating there with all natural formulations from hair care to skin care to even color. And from there, I went to Tri-K, which I'm still there. I started in technical service and ended up moving to inside sales, which I really, really enjoy. And now I have a little team that I get to work with, and it's really exciting. I get to use my bubbly personality with science, which is really fun.
That is awesome. Yeah, I think anybody that knows you knows that your bubbly personality is something that's really good about you. That's really interesting. I don't think you are alone in being in stumbling across this industry. I think a lot of people can resonate with that. It's in the recent years that there have been more higher education programs for cosmetics. Yes. So if you've been in the industry for a while, you probably stumbled upon here and then fell in love with it like you did. So
yeah,
that's really, really interesting. And you mentioned that you started in hair and now you're in sales. So how are you able to apply what you've learned throughout your technical career and translate it into the sales world?
It's very actually interesting because I work with indie brands a lot. And so they need a lot of help with formulations, and English wasn't my first language. So science words sometimes fluster me, especially when I'm reading it out loud. When I was like learning, especially in college, I had to learn like simple ways to understand things. And so it has helped, because when I was like formulating like hair care or a lotion or a cream, and I'm talking to these indie brands, I can like make it very simple so that everyone who might not have a science degree understands what's happening and why it's happening. And it helped me a lot to talk to customers and to talk to, besides any customers, like even my mom, to understand like what she's putting on her skin for like anti-aging and like moisturize before, because once you get a wrinkle, it's very hard to get rid of it. But it's like, it's just talking to my mom about stuff like that, or even anyone who doesn't have it, to understand the significance behind it and why we use like conditioner and shampoo and
stuff. Yeah, I think even people whose English is their first language have some trouble pronunciating modern chemical names and raw material names. So,
yes,
very
that is definitely me.
Yep, you're not alone. So tell us a little bit more about how you came to the SEC and how you are now the chair of the New York chapter.
So, very funny story. When I was out of college, my first year, I attempted at Colgate, and I had Ray, who ended up being a chair, former chair, saw me and saw my passion and saw that my very energetic, bubbly energy, and was like, I guess one day we're at a trade show, and he's like, oh, you're coming with me. And when he became chair-elect, he put me in the social media committee, and that's where I got to meet Gino and Kathy and Marie Tadell and everyone through that. And from there, I ended up becoming, we ended up doing awards night, which is fun for Suppliers Day, and in December for grants. And then from there, I ended up going to program chair, which I really, really enjoyed, helping the event chairs to make their events memorable. And then from there, I ran as chair-elect, and I won, and the rest is all history. Not kidding.
And here we are in year two of pandemic, right?
Yes.
Yes. Making events memorable has become even more important now in this virtual era that we can't meet in person anymore for educational programs, which I think all members were really looked forward to that every month. So that's really, really cool how you got here. And being chair, what is the theme of this year? What do you envision for the NYSCC, and what are you most excited for?
Actually, my theme for this year is embracing beauty. What makes you beautiful makes you unique, and you're welcome to the NYSCC family is the whole underlining theme. Especially the past year of how COVID happened and what you've been seeing around America, especially of inequality and everything, I wanted to show what the cosmetic industry is really about. It's, yeah, you can be with cosmetics, like color cosmetics or even hair care, you can be unique and be yourself, but you're also welcomed into anyone. It doesn't matter what you are, or you can be an alien, but you're welcomed. And I think that's what I really wanted. And especially a year apart from COVID, and hopefully at the end of the year, we can come back together and meet in person again and see your friends and hopefully have in-person meetings. That's what I really significantly wanted. And what I'm really excited about this year is actually doing alternative ways of getting information out there. Example, this podcast. I really wanted this to happen. I think it's a way to have free information out there and closer to people's fingertips. So hopefully you're listening to this either at your at home working from home, or you're listening to it on your car on the way home to your driving to your job or coming home from work, or you're listening to it in the lab. Because like when I was in the lab, I would always have like Apple Music playing and I'd be dancing around, and I always need noise in the lab. And that was my thing. And I think this would be a significant way to get information and technical information while you're in the lab or you're doing just cooking at home.
Yeah, I think podcasts have also gotten me through lab, podcast and music. So I hope that if you're listening to this, you can look forward to all of our upcoming episodes and all of the interviewers that we are going to have. I love that theme. I think if you are part of NYSCC, then last year's theme was revolutionary disruptors. And I think that the embracing beauty just transitions so well into this year, where Last year we were disruptors. This year we're focusing on what makes you beautiful, makes you unique. So that's really awesome.
Yes, it is. And I really do enjoy it. And Gino's theme was very truthful when COVID happened, and disruptive.
It was established before COVID, right?
Yeah. And then it just came true. And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gino did a great job with everything. So yes.
All right. So as the crown jewel of the NYSCC, I think the whole industry is waiting to hear what they can expect at Suppliers Day this year. And if you could tell our listeners if there will be any surprises.
Well, that's a great question. And I'm really excited. And this surprise and excitement, first of all, is just to be face-to-face for the first time in almost like 18 months at the premier annual ingredient and formulation event serving the whole North America. We know our members are anxious to get back to business. So to make it even more valuable, we have engaged not only the SEC National, but chapters across the US. So I'm really excited to create an energetic environment. Education will be, of course, the first and foremost, with a little added sizzle, including an inspiring keynote experimental session covering color, fragrance, indie brands, and also sustainable, to name a few. Of course, we're also going to have our regulars like the Future Chemist Workshop and Mentor-Mentee Program anchor to our students offering and young professional development. And we're also adding nearly 100,000 square feet for social distancing expo space with hundreds of products and ingredients and solution. I really think our attendees will be surprised and delighted at every turn of the face-to-face of Suppliers Day on November 10th and 11th at the Javits Center and in New York City. We're also, one of the coolest parts of the whole thing, I think, for our surprise, is we're also adding a virtual day on November 12th. Registration will open up soon, so visit nyscc.org/suppliersday to stay up to date.
That is so exciting. I think everybody's really, really looking forward to meeting face-to-face and finally being back at the Javits Center after, I guess, almost 2 years since the last face-to-face Suppliers Day.
I'm so excited to have people and have conversation. We'll all be social distancing. Of course, we'll be following guidelines of whatever New York is doing in New Jersey. So stay tuned. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And for our listeners, don't forget there will be upcoming episodes. So stay tuned to our releases.
Like what you heard? The NYSCC is here to move cosmetic science forward. Stay tuned to our next episodes and visit nyscc.org for more content.